بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا قام أحدكم من مجلس ثم رجع إليه فهو أحق به، رواه مسلم. Continuing with the etiquette of gatherings and the one who occupies such gatherings. Yesterday we dealt with the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, wherein Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited somebody to make somebody wake up from his space and then occupy that space. However, we are given a general overriding principle about gatherings and the manner in which we sit in this hadith, in that hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَلَكِن تَوَسَّعُوا وَتَفَسَّحُوا. In other words, that sit in a way that there remains sufficient space for others, and sit loosely. As we've seen in the verse of the Quran, this will draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fazl of Allah ta'ala, and will cause the forgiveness of one's sins. In fact, sitting in a way that we accommodate others and giving space to others, إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. This is actually one of the rights that one Muslim enjoys over another one. It's mentioned the riwayat of Wasila bin Asqa' radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once in the masjid when someone came towards him. Allah's Rasul saw this person approaching, so he moved in order to make place for him, despite the fact that the place was not restricted. There was enough space. But out of consideration for the person that has just arrived, Allah's Rasul moved to make space. So the person said that, Ya Rasulullah, there is ample space. In other words, he didn't want to trouble or disturb Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make him move in that way. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded that indeed it is the right of a Muslim that his brother should make way for him when he sees him approach. It is the right of a Muslim. So, mashallah, you came early, you are sitting. There will always be latecomers, and a lot of times we find that the space will be, there'll be a paucity of space. So don't adopt this attitude of entitlement, but be considerate and try and assist those that come late. Obviously, those that come late, they also, what should their manner of behavior be that we find in the hadith after the one that we just read? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ مَجْلِسِ ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِلَيْهِ فَهُوَ حَقُّ بِهِ. This hadith deals with someone came early, sitting in the space, and then he needed to renew his wuzu, needed to go toilet, needed to leave that majlis momentarily and come back. So what is the Islamic etiquette with regards to that? Rasulullah said that if one of you has to leave a gathering and then he returns, then he has the greater right to that space. In other words, allow him to sit in the space that he had occupied. Why? Because he was insan, he needed to relieve himself. So give him that consideration. Ulama have written amongst the etiquette of this, obviously nobody knows that you just left to go make wuzu or you left to go toilet. So leave something behind, maybe a handkerchief or some sort of, not obviously nothing valuable, but you leave some sort of a marker behind so that if somebody else has to come, they know that somebody was just sitting here and he's coming back. This obviously refers to somebody that is coming back in a short space of time, not going to go away for hours and thereafter leave some marker, and when he comes back, insist that that is his space. These ahadith and these etiquettes can more easily be grasped and more easily be comprehended in a situation where, like the Haramain Sharifain, where there is always a shortage of space And we find that the similar etiquette applies, as we mentioned yesterday. If somebody has a set space to teach dars or to teach in the masjid and he has to leave, then and somebody is occupying that space, he can in a considerate manner request that person to move. Likewise, ulama ikram have mentioned, even in the marketplace, a vendor who normally sells in a certain place, he's got his set spot. He had to go toilet, he had to go relieve himself, he had to go out for whatever reason. When he comes back, فَهُوَ أَحَقُّ بِهِ, he has the greatest right to that space. وَنْ جَابِ بِنْ سَمُرَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى نُمَا قَالْ كُنَّا إِذَا أَتَيْنَا النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ جَلَسُ أَحَدُنَا حَيْثُ يَنْتَهِي, رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ وَالتِّرْمِذِي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ. Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in this hadith, is not quoting the direct words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One very important principle, ulama ikram mentioned when it comes to sunnah. They say sunnah is not only what was heard, or what was said, or what was observed about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One type of sunnah is that the certain behavior was adopted, the certain actions were done in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could see it clearly. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not object to it or he encouraged it. That also will be sunnah, even though Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself didn't do it. But it was done in his presence, it was done in front of him. And he did not object to it or he encouraged it. As we find in this hadith of Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that whenever we would approach the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever sahaba, kunna idha atayna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever we came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jalasa ahaduna haythu yantahi, we would sit wherever we found space. In other words, at the back of the gathering. We wouldn't, to put it in layman's terms, we wouldn't adopt an attitude of entitlement. Wouldn't force our way. You find certain people, a lot of people, unfortunately, notice bayan is taking place, people are sitting, person comes late. What he's supposed to do is sit at the back. Not start climbing over the shoulders of people, making people move for him, and trying to come to the front unnecessarily. This goes against the etiquette of a majlis, of a gathering. In fact, ulama ikram mention, they say one who pushes his way through a gathering belittles others, causes them taklif and difficulty, he assumes an air of superiority, and he commits an act of injustice. So, this is a sign of pride and arrogance, that people that come late start climbing over people's shoulders and make them move unnecessarily for them. You came late, sit in the back, wherever there is space. This was the etiquette and adab of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving khutbah in the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, one person came late, then he started climbing over the shoulders of people. وَقَدْ رَأَى النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَتَخَطَّى رِقَابَ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. It's mentioned in the riwayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw somebody doing this, climbing over the shoulders, moving the people, causing them taklif, etc. Whilst the khutbah of Jummah was going on, فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. In the khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed this person and said to him, اجلس فَقَدْ آذَيْت. Sit wherever you are. Sit wherever you are, because you are causing difficulty to people. So a Muslim is one who doesn't unnecessarily disturb or cause difficulty to people. I'm going to reiterate what ulama mentioned about a person, and especially if we are in the habit of this type of thing, making people move for us, causing disturbance, etc. They say one who pushes his way through a gathering, belittles others, assumes a sense of superiority, and commits an act of injustice. Let us not, in our behavior, fall into this type of category. The next hadith, as is the wont of Imam Nawawi, we've observed in many instances, Sometimes he'll mention a lengthy hadith in which, alhamdulillah, there are a lot of sabak lessons we can learn. As we find in the next hadith, many of the etiquettes of the day of Jumu'ah are mentioned. It's a hadith that we should actually deliberate upon, because unfortunately this on the one hand, Jumu'ah is what we call one of the shi'ar and symbols of Islam. Many etiquettes, many advices, guidelines are given. And وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah Ta'ala says, the one who will hold as auspicious and give azmat and give due importance to the symbols of Islam, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. This is from the taqwa of the heart. This is a sign and proof of taqwa. And unfortunately, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ, we find generally there is a very, very glaring sense of apathy when it comes to Jumu'ah and the adab and the etiquette of Jumu'ah, particularly coming early for Jumu'ah. Today, unfortunately, we find many, even some are becoming alim, some are becoming hafiz, some enjoy positions of responsibility and recognition in Islamic circles, yet the person is walking while the khutbah is on, or sometimes walking just time as the salah takes place. We hear many people in the habit, I sat in my car and I heard the talk in the masjid. Because now with this system of where talks are being relayed, gradually, day to day, this is one of the plots of the enemies of Islam, to distance us from what we call adab and etiquette. The adab and etiquettes of the day of Jumu'ah are very, very important. Like I said, especially when we notice the sense of apathy towards this, we should become cognizant. And in reality, we are depriving ourselves of great opportunity to practice upon sunnah and great opportunity to reap great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I digress. The point is that obviously Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought this hadith under a chapter which actually doesn't deal with the day of Jumu'ah. This chapter we are dealing with is Adabul Majlis wal Jalis, the etiquette of a gathering and the one that is sitting in that gathering. But as is the wont of practice of Imam Nawawi, because of one line or one reference pertaining to a topic, he'll bring an entire hadith. So as we see, the same thing applies to this hadith. But nevertheless, we've run out of time. So inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah.